We're going on Spotify everywhere, bro. Live for 12:10, man. You know, we coming straight from the bottom with this shit, man. We at Charlotte at the shelter.
We out here chilling.
Roof above, you feel me, man? You know, politicking, man, you know.
That's it. That's all it's to.
Spreading nothing but wisdom, you feel me?
And trying to get some understanding, man. So we can do a lot of being equal out this motherfucker.
But so, I'm going to bring somebody on right quick. I want, address yourself. What's your name, big brother?
My name's Key, man. Hakeevian Jones, but they call me Key.
Bet. Okay. We was just having a little conversation about, man, how he had a little incident on the bus and how he handled it, man. It seems so like, man, that's how it should be, you feel me? Versus like how people be doing stuff like out of anger these days and like how our people are already oppressed. So, you know, like, I just want to like, you know, try to pull the people together, man, you know, like, because that's what's going on right now. A lot of separation, but yo, though, bro, how that look? This did go, though, bro. That was crazy.
It was crazy, though, because I was on the bus. You know, I was going back downtown and shit. And this woman, she had got on the bus right before we get to the bus station. And when she got on, another brother had got on behind him, but he was highly intoxicated. Bro was fucked up. And he forcibly shoved the woman to the window. So I stood up and I went over there. And I'm like, hey, bro, you tripping, bro. And the woman asked him to move. He acted like he didn't want to move. So then he acted like he was going to hit the woman and raise his arm. And I grabbed his arm on the middle of the bus. And when I grabbed his arm, three of my Morris brothers, they stood up behind me. When three of my Morris brothers stood up, the whole back of the bus stood up. And I told bro, nicely and politely, I said, bro, you're not about to oppress this woman, not for her seat. Matter of fact, you're not about to oppress her, period. I said, excuse me, bus driver. If you wouldn't mind, could you please stop this bus and let this man out this bus? Because our safety and our security, it's not safe right now. And I'm not respecting what's going on. But for you to be a black man to oppress a black woman and be drunk because you want her seat, nah, brother, that's not how we rocking out here, bro. Like, especially if you're part of a political organization. Yeah, I'm a Moorish American. I'm a Moor. I know all the sciences behind it. I know my 120. I know the supreme alphabet. I know the supreme laws, mathematics. Ooh. You know, I know who I am as a person. So, and I'm a part of a political organization. I'm Southside 8-Tray Gangster Crip. Actually, big homie. You know what I mean?
That's so what's up. That's what's up.
I just
up.
Gotta do something different.
So what's your outlook? Like, what's your vision on how you feel like? Cause I see it like, you know, we was talking earlier, and I was like, everything coming back around. So what's the message like? You know, that you could put out there like to the younger youth that's coming up. You know, like, you know, far as that is like affiliated, cause they got gains to where it's like making us look to where like
it bad.
You know, we just real bad. Like now. we separated, like everybody, like, you know, it's like
we don't got off track.
Yeah, it's like
from the orthodox reason.
And it's crazy cause we all
black.
We all one.
We all one, first off, right, excuse me, because it's really no difference. The shade of your skin.
Right.
It's all about love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. You know what I mean? But the message I would give to the youth is, man, listen.
Hold on, what you say it's all about again? Tell
it's
them again.
It's all about love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice.
Okay, you better tell them.
It's all about that love. It's all about being truthful. It's all about the peace. It's all about freedom, and it's all about justice. Justice is a reward or penalty for your ways and actions. But what I would tell the youth is, man, ask for repentance from your elders and seek knowledge and wisdom from the elders that can give it to you, because it's going to take the energy and the charisma for the youth, and it's going to take the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from the elders for this shit to goddamn start changing. But man, don't let nobody tell you anything and you just go for it. Always question it. Always question it. And don't never let nobody oppress you to do something that you don't never want to do, because you are human. You know what I mean? And God gave you that right. God gave you that right, not another man.
So how did you feel about being asked about to join the Black Panther Party?
Oh,
I didn't even know it was a Black Panther Party in Charlotte. That's crazy. Oh, that's like it got to be honored. Like, that's an honor. This should be like an honor, you know.
It definitely was. I was on the bus, yeah, and this happened in Raleigh though, and we was going to the mall, and the same stuff that I'm talking now, I talk this everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna talk this, and ain't nobody gonna stop. But I was talking this, and this dude beside me, he just started talking, and you know when somebody talking some real shit, they not kicking the bobo, and he started talking and about this new order that's supposed to be placed down, and how, you know, people, more and more people are starting to come to the light and starting to see the truth.
More and more.
And then he introduced himself into who he was, and he was a part of the new Black Panther Party. And he was like, man, just continue to do what you're doing and you being watched. And like, basically, yo, we're gonna one day come to you and ask you to become a part of the new Black Panther Party. And, you know, I'm highly honored. You know what I mean? Because I know, like, a lot of my ancestors back in the day, John Jackson, George Jackson, Huey P. Newton, Bobby Sears, Frank
Bobby Sears, OG Bobby Sears.
You know what I mean? A lot of those people gave up their life for us.
Jeff,
you know,
Ford.
They put down this movement. Even Big Homie Tookie, even goddamn Dead Eye, even all the you know, all the boys.
Dead Eye Top,
they put down these movements for us.
Us as one, as a unit, as a, we said,
to protect our community and to help the people in our community. Not
from the
to
police.
Be a disease to our community and take from your community.
From
if
the police.
If you're a disease to your community, how can you really think you're supposed to get any type of respect? I can't respect you if I see you out here and you poisoning us. Shit, we supposed to be sticking together. We need to come up out this shit.
Real talk.
For real.
Real talk. And that's the message. We gonna leave off with that, man. Like, I appreciate you, big brother, like, for coming on, man. Like,
love, bro. All love. Day, every day.
Hey, man. Peace, everybody, man. We gonna end this one right here. Hey, y'all give me some feedback. Let me know what y'all think about it. We gonna keep going, though. It's just the beginning.